You know that fracking going down in Texas? I mean, Texas is probably taking it more serious now as their aquifers disappear. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're busting open the earth, yeah, and they're speculating, well, we can control it. Well, you can control it as much as you control a nuclear disaster like Fukushima or the eruption of a volcano.
But talk to us about the totem poles itself, because, you know, when most non-indigenous people think of a totem pole, they liken it to a work of art, something you hang on the wall at your house, you look at when you're having dinner, it's a nice thing, and maybe you look to get another one for another wall. But a totem pole is something different. This is almost like a work of art that also serves as a continuous prayer.
Yes. Well, you know, first of all, we kind of like to see it as a piece of art, but in reality it's symbols. You know, we tell stories, we use symbols. The American flag is a symbol, the Canadian flag is a symbol, the cross for Christianity is a symbol. Symbols speak to us. They speak to us when we're asleep, mainly, as Carl Jung, the great psychologist, has stated, we're dreaming all the time in symbols. And it's kind of amazing when we have language in our dreams. We're kind of shocked when somebody's actually talking to us. And so we're creatures of symbolism. You know, it's one of our oldest languages, and it crosses all races, red, black, white, and yellow. And so we like to look at the language of the totem poles. Sometimes the symbols on them will signify a special relationship a person or a family or a nation has. But in reality, it's all about mythology, and it talks about our relationship with the environment. You know, and when you look into the deeper aspects of it, the symbols are being used to awaken something within you. It's not like a stop sign. A stop sign, you pull up and it says stop or yield. You have to do those two things, stop or yield. Yeah, but a symbol allows you to incorporate your life experience into it. So we're hoping by using the totem poles, we're awakening some of those dreams that you have within yourself, some of those visions that you have through your dreams. Yeah, and I think that all of us kind of would like to believe that there's always going to be a beautiful world. You know, there's always going to be clean air, clean water, that the rivers will always flow, and the salmon will come back. You know, and it might all be a dream if we leave it up to the corporations. And so we're using the totem poles, we call them healing totem poles, to deliver a message. But we're also challenging the communities that we're able to talk with. We need to organize. We're all in this together. And it's not just the tribes, it's the farmers, it's the citizens within every city, every county that's going to be impacted by the coal trains or the oil trains or the pipelines or the meltdown of nuclear plants. You know, Hanford is leaking radioactive material constantly for decades. You know, it's being detected off the mouth of the Columbia. You know, it's up to us to stand up. And so I think that's one thing that's beautiful about the country, is that we all believe that we have a vote. But when we collectively vote, we put people into office. And I think the people down in Oregon are probably pretty happy right now with their governor when he stood up and said no to the Port of Morrow. But how about our governor? What's our governor going to do? Our vote put him into office, not the vote of the corporations, our vote put him into office. And only when we unify as tribes, as the interfaith community, as environmental groups and citizens organizations, when we take active actions to the streets, or we write letters to our representatives and our congressmen, or we make statements that are publicly supportable, and then we're stimulating other people to be a little more aware, get your facts. Recognize that we are really living in challenging times. You know, these four rivers I mentioned, they're dying. They're dying in our lifetime. You know, and it's not, you didn't do it as a citizen. You had no choice in it. But the corporations, they feel that they have the right to make those decisions. You know, so the politicians that are in office or the administrators ahead of these state and federal agencies are allowing the permits to go through, then they have to be challenged too. We have to hold our government accountable.
I look at this drawing that you've done on the totem pole, and so is this still accurate? Is it going to look something like this?
Well, yeah, it looks like that. It's a little, you know, I chose not to put the spears in their hands, you know, of the watchers, but there's a snake on the bottom, and it's not a evil design. It's a design of a like a garden snake that's coming out of the earth. It's a symbol. Mm-hmm. It's the power coming out of the earth. Everything has a song. Everything vibrates with the power of the earth. And so in this case, it's like looking at spring. Spring is coming. That's the power of the earth. Mm-hmm. On the dress of the female are four guardians, northeast, west, and south. They're the guarding the sacred power of the female. It's your daughter, your sister, your mother, your grandmother. It's Mother Earth. It's Grandmother Moon. It's that power that regenerates life itself. On the womb area of the main figure is we added a fetus in the womb. And that's to symbolize the generation coming behind us. The mother is holding up this young person, whether it's a male or female, according to how you want to interpret it, who's holding a turtle. In the original drawing, I had his hands at rest, but he's actually end up holding a turtle. And the idea of the turtle is it's another Mother Earth symbol. And so it's that youth embracing the Mother Earth teachings, protect the earth for the next seven generations. So that one, that generation is ready to become actively engaged in a debate on how to protect the earth. But we also put behind the female a watcher figure, somebody to guard her back as she stands up and asks the rest of us to protect the earth.
Mm-hmm.